Some important stuff.
Ready?
It's tea, so. Coffee.
Fire away.
Jared, what's the challenge with Roethlisberger and him able to keep plays alive with his feet?
It's kind of a double-edged sword, I think. You know, it gives you more rush opportunities as far as, you know, second moves and extending plays. But I think it makes it hard on the back end because he's not a guy that's going to break out of the pocket and run. But he's a guy that is really shifty in the pocket and very hard to get on the ground. And then he makes the big play downfield. So, you know, we just got to have rush lane integrity. You know, when you get a hand on him, you got to get on him. And you got to keep rushing. And then our back end has to plaster. I mean, you might have to cover 6, 7, 8 seconds on a play, you know. So, you know, that's kind of where he presents himself. But, like I said, you know, it can sometimes be a double-edged sword if you can get him on the ground.
Jared, from a competitive standpoint, could they put a team in London and have players come over here? I mean, what would be the disadvantages?
I mean, you could. I mean, obviously, I think the fan base and stuff could sustain it. But, again, I mean, it's a lot to ask for a player. I just personally speaking, I probably wouldn't sign over here because of the fact that, you know, every road trip is going to be 3, 4, 5 days away from your family. And then, you know, you got to start thinking productivity-wise as far as now we're going to play a West Coast game. You know, you got 11-hour plane ride. You know, it just – I think logistically it's kind of – it's tough, and especially on the players and family members and stuff like that. But, I mean, obviously it would be fun as an experience, you know, hang out in Europe. Why not? Especially in the U.K. So I just don't know if that's – I mean, that would be tough. I mean, you're looking at a minimum of a 6-hour flight every road trip, and so that would be tough.
Jared, Rick Spielman talked yesterday about this being a perfect bonding opportunity for this team. What do you think?
We bonded enough in training camp. I've been I really love my teammates, but I really enjoy going home and being with my wife and daughter and having time away from people. So you know, this is kind of like a training camp atmosphere as far as you know, going. You know, it's not high school, it's not college. We get paid to win football games, and that's the bottom line. So you know, we can all bond later, I guess.
Do you think being over here in the UK, Jack, can bring the team closer and turn around the start of the season?
We won't get booed at home, let's put it that way, if we don't play well. So, you know, I guess that's a plus. But, you know, I mean, we just got to win football games. I mean, we could be 3-0 right now. We lost two games that we had to lead in the fourth quarter, or we could be sitting 2-1, and we could have a totally different outlook. So, you know, I don't think we needed the distraction of traveling to another country to play a football game when you're trying to right the ship. But at the same time, if you use the time properly, yeah, you're kind of secluded and all you're doing is focusing on winning a football game, then, yeah, I think then there could be an advantage to it. And it could help, you know, right the ship, especially if you get a win going into a bye week and you have time to kind of recollaborate and then focus on your next opponent. But, again, it's all how people handle it. And you got to handle it the right way. And like I said, at the end of the day, we're professional football players and our job is to win football games no matter where they're played. So, you know, I try not to look at, you know, that kind of stuff like bringing us – we just got to win football games.
Would you say that you think that 0-3 record is perhaps an unfair reflection
of where this team is? Well, it's not unfair because we lost the games. You know, you are what you are in football. There's no moral victories. There's no, you know, attaboys, great job, we almost got them. And that stuff's for Pop Warner. You know, we're an 0-3 football team. That's what we are. We could win by – you could lose by 1, you could lose by 50. We need to win games, you know, and we had opportunities to win them. I mean, I guess that's the positive side of it you try to build on. We had opportunities to win them. We just need to get it done.
You struggled to create turnovers last year. You got 10 through 3 games. What do you credit that to?
We made an emphasis on it. I mean, guys are making plays there. I think, you know, the fight's always there. You know, the will, the effort's there. We just got to be more consistent. So, you know, the opportunities have come. We've taken advantage of the opportunities. And, you know, sometimes you got to get a little luck with that too. Again, now we should be, if we were plus 9 or plus 10, I think we're even on the year right now. You know, could be different too, but that's something we work hard on, and it's a main focus point of practice, and so we got to continue that, you know, that ball rolling.
Jared, you've had the game in your hands the last couple of weeks on defense, and just haven't been able to finish.
Appreciate you sticking that knife back in my back, but
well,
it's cool.
I'm just joking. That's where, you know, everybody's asking. Like,
trying to help.
Where did that edge go?
I'm with you on it. I you know, there's a handful of us that I remember back in the day where, you know, that's all we did was play great defense, and it is. It's an absolute mindset, and it's it's tedious and it sucks, but you have to do the little things day in and day out properly. One guy out of the, when you play a gap defense, one guy out of your gap creates a lot of problems for everybody. And I think, you know, that's where we're trying to get, is especially some of the younger guys. It's like, you know, even, I mean, old guys, vets, or whatever, you have to do your job. It's not okay to do your job, you know, 5 out of 10 times. You have to do it every time. So, you know, I don't know if we're that edgy, but we got to make plays. And then again, like you said, that's 2 weeks where we've had an opportunity to shut a game out, and we haven't done it. And that's very uncharacteristic of what it used to be around here. And I guess you are what you are. And right now we're not closing teams out, but we got to get that fixed. And you got to have that killer instinct, that mentality. And, you know, you just got, we're going to have to just stay aggressive in those situations.
Do you sense a tightness maybe on those last couple drives, the last 2 weeks?
No, I mean, you don't sense a tight. I mean, I guess, I don't know. We get a lot of Max Pro, like, dink and dunk type stuff. So I think maybe it kind of sneaks up on you. You know, it's like 3-4 yards here, 5 yards here, missed tackle, first down. Oh, crap, end zone, you know what I mean? And it hasn't gone our way. I mean, I'm sure it'll turn, and we're working hard for it. We get, like I said, you know, we've been really good in spurts, but not consistently over the whole game. And our situational football right now has been bad. Our 2-minute drill has been bad. Our third down hasn't been that great. But, you know, we're killing it in turnovers. And then our run defense hasn't been that great. So, you know, we tighten three of those things up, it's going to be a different, you know, remainder of the season.
Is there an increased sense of urgency given the record, or is that urgency there? You talked about being a professional. Is that urgency there every week in the NFL anyway?
If it's not there every week, I don't want you on my team. That's, I mean, for sure. It should be there every week. I mean, this is our livelihood. This is what we do. And, you know, I mean, it's not who we are, but it's what you do when you're on that field. You're supposed to win football games. And so, you know, yeah, it's a heightened sense of urgency because you don't want to be 0-4. But, I mean, you got to win a football game. I mean, when you lose, everything gets nitpicked on. Everything gets tighter. It sucks. So I would hope we have the character of guys, which, and I do think we do. I think we have great character on this team. That, you know, want to detail their work and truly go out there every week and give everything they got to win.
You've been here when teams couldn't rush for 30 yards on you guys. Is it strange when now that's becoming an issue?
It's very strange. It's a different time. You know, 6 years has flown by pretty fast, and it is. You know, and sometimes I catch myself living in the past, like, you know, what we used to do. But you got to remember, it's a different team, different scheme. And you just got to do the best you can within that. And, again, like I said, there's times where we flash, where we're really good. Look at the second half of Chicago, and you take the fake punt out. You know, I think we held the Browns decently to on a rush game. But, you know, yeah, I do remember those days. And that's the mentality that, like I said, there's a handful of us that still remember that want to portray, is that killer instinct where it was, we don't care what the offense does, put it on us. You know what I mean? And when you have a defense, when everybody's thinking that way, then you're going to have great productivity. You know, you'll win a 10-9 game, or you'll win, you know, that's when you start getting 34, you know, 12 games where you're blowing people out.
What, if anything, are you missing here? I mean, obviously you have a temporary weight room. It's not your weight room, but what do you really notice in here?
The biggest thing, I woke up this morning and I was like, they're right downstairs. Where's my wife and daughter? No, my wife just got here today. So, but yeah, no, I think it. You do the best you can. I mean, the weight room isn't the same. You know, you got a cold tub over here, then you got to walk to the spa for a shower, which I think really might aggravate some of the other guests when you're just walking around in a robe and a towel. It's not an ideal setup, but I mean, it could be 10 times worse. I mean, we got everything. I mean, it's a great functioning facility over there. The hotel has been phenomenal. The food has been great. So everything has been real convenient as far as right here. So, you know, it could be 1,000 times worse. So the fact that we even have a big enough weight room to get a good solid lift in, that we have the cold tubs, we have the hot tubs, we got the steam rooms, you know, we have, you know, massage therapists and stuff like that. You know, so I mean, it's been, from that standpoint, it's been cool, and it's actually been a fun experience. It's something that we'll remember the rest of our lives.
You got to meet a few of the British fans in the summer, obviously over here. How are you looking forward to seeing 84,000 of them?
I'm excited. You know, I've been talking to some of the guys that have played over here, and they talk about how it's just a constant buzz, man, and that the crowd is actually really into it and stuff like that. So I'm excited for that, and then I think, you know, with the alarming rate of how fast it's sold out too, that shows enthusiasm, which is cool, because as a player, you know, the fans really kind of give you some energy. And so I'm excited about that, you know, and seeing what – You know, I've watched a few of what we would call soccer, your guys' football matches, and those people get after it. Right? So just don't storm the field and we'll be good.
Two seasons ago, you came one sack away from setting a new single-season sack record. How hard was it to get so close, and do you think you've got it in you to try and
be... Oh, you know what? Honestly, it was a gift from God. It really was. I mean, I credit everything to him, and... You know, so but yeah, do I have it in me again? Yeah, I mean, I feel good, and to be honest, you know, I've been rushing good this year. We just got it's one of those things where you have to be good. And you look at that year, we were only 3-13, but we lost I think five games where we were like 20-0 in the first half. So all you're doing is pass rushing. You know what I mean? So it's really a situation if you go back and look and when you get the opportunities, and that was one of those years where you just didn't miss. You know, typically, you know, like last year, I missed like five or six where, you know, hit a guy, he gets away. That year, I just didn't miss. It was one of those blessings. And so do I think I have it in me again? Absolutely. I mean, I feel great. I feel healthy. The cards got a line. But it's hard to do when you're giving up 100 yards per game rushing and you're in tight ball games and the team, you know, second and, you know, four, third and two. It's tough to get to the quarterback.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Relief. Chad Greenaway, everybody. Come in.